Welcome back to another episode of Dying Breed Discussions. This is your host with the most, Lewis Blaine Anderson. I have a special show ready for you guys today. Absolutely not really. That's a complete lie. I did no preparation for this podcast, nor do I believe it'll be one of my best, but you never know. It's hot as fuck if you're in the Pacific Northwest right now, so I'm shouting out to you guys near balls and titties. Under boob sweat is a crime. Swamp taint is also a crime. So all my guys out there dipping their balls in Solo cups, and all my girls out there stuffing under boob sweat retainers, I feel you. Trust me. Because I have both. Got balls and moobs. But yeah, over here on the east side, it's been crazy because there's been a fire up in Canada that's been big enough to actually like help block out the sun. So today it's only like 80 something degrees, mid 80s. And this morning was super calm and cool because all the smoke was helping with that. Some crazy things that you never really think to talk about that happen in everyday life, like living on a farm though. Like we lost a couple chickens to the heat. With the heats brought out different predators, so we had owls come out early and start picking off a couple rabbits. I ran into a rattlesnake the other night. It was fucked up because we have our sheep in the backyard, so our baby sheep sits in the backyard usually during the day, and you know, at night, because we'll bring her in if it's too hot. Like we put her in my mom's house when it was just too hot in the AC. And, late at night, I heard her kind of do her little bat thing, right? And I'm like, what the fuck? And then I hear a rattle just go off real fast. I'm like, nah, I'm fucking tripping. It's late. I'm up too late. I'm tripping balls. It ain't nothing. So then I hear another kind of like struggle outside. And then it was a long rattle. And I was like, oh, shit. So I had to call my brother from his cabin across the little property. And then he came over with a stick, and I'm like, bro, I'm telling you, it was a fucking rattlesnake. I know it was a rattlesnake. I heard it. I know the sound. We go outside. He kind of goes past me. He's in front of me. He's like, man, he's about to go. We're going to look at the, in the sheep's coop, like the sheep den or barn or whatever you want to call it. Because it sounded faint enough that it might have been far away, but it was a juvenile. And I walk 3 feet fucking, like it's slithering past me on the little stone path as I'm walking. I couldn't even see it. And then I was like, you know what? No, it's not. I turn around with my light and I flash. I see the back of its body, dude. And it is, it's beelining towards my room. And then when we put the light on it, it turned left and then went to like the little mini chicken coop we had set up for the baby chickens, because we're doing Jersey Giants. Shout out Jersey Giants. Their wings are about to be crazy. Their breasts are about to be crazy. Their eggs are fucking huge. And since chicken is so expensive, woo, it's a good business to be in, the chicken business. But anyway, so he grabs it by the tail as it's going through like this fencing that we have set up so to keep the little chicks contained. And then he's like, fuck, it's gonna be mad. I pull it out. So I'm looking for a shovel because I'm about to just whack its head off as soon as he pulls it out far enough. He fucking pulls it out far enough to where it could actually use its muscle and pushed itself out, turned around and almost got him on the hand, and then fucking bolted underneath the chicken coop. And then it probably went underneath the house and got away. But I mean, where we are, like Life Flight is not, it's not getting here in time. If you get bit by a rattlesnake where we are, from my house to the main highway is probably 15 to 20 minutes, because it's roughly about 10 minutes to the mailbox, right, in a car. So even a helicopter getting here, by the time you call it, it lands here. I mean, I don't even know, roughly 20, say it's a 30 minute response time. You got 5 minutes for anti-venom. Tops, and that's tops. Because it's usually about 35 minutes you got when you got a rattlesnake bite. If you had to drive to the hospital, done deal. You get bit to the hospital, it's done deal. You either have to cut it off at home, like literally tourniquet wherever you got bit, and anything lower than that. I mean, even then the poison can have ran up by then, you know, because it only takes a couple heartbeats to move that stuff. So it's crazy, man. You know, you think about it. And then I find a potato bug, and I'm gonna try to find a picture for you guys, and it'll be up on the YouTube. Yeah, okay, cool. So let me switch this over for you guys. Okay, so I find a potato bug in my room a couple nights later. And the craziest thing about this bug is they are fucking deadly as shit. It's also called a Jerusalem cricket, or the child of earth bug. Lives in the western United States and Mexico. They're fucking huge too. Like when they're talking about, they look like this. This one, this one, this one, that one. I don't know what the fuck that is. But their bite, they say they aren't poisonous. They can be very painful and sore. The bite location, they're nocturnal for sure, because it was like 3 o'clock in the morning when I found this one crawling across my fucking floor, and they are alarmingly large. They have a nasty bite. When I was a kid, I was told if this thing bites you, you could die laughing. So that's why I killed it so fucking fast. They say they're not poisonous. They have strong jaws that can cause you to shriek in pain if they bite you. Oh, so they actually dig with their jaws. So that's why it's so powerful. That's crazy. See, I was still under the impression that these things were, they were toxic in a way to where they would, they could affect your nervous system. God, they are a menacing looking bug though. I mean, they're so fucking large. That's exactly what the one I stepped on looked like. And like, honestly, I think scorpions are less scary. I think spiders are less scary, because I swear there was a story that I remember as a kid that if you get bit by this specific bug, that you would like, no, that's a fly in Africa. There's a fly in Africa to where if you get, you like, you go fucking insane. Like it does something to your nervous system and you can't stop laughing hysterically. And then your brain just deteriorates, and that's all she wrote. What is that fly? Let's make sure I'm not BSing. You know, I like to fact check here. So sleeping, where the fuck is my memory at? Okay, this is what I remember. I thought it was okay, it is sleeping. What the fuck? No, I swear there's a bug that gives you like Mercury Madness or whatever they called it, that same thing. But this is the one that I used to hear about when I would visit my brother's dad in LA. He would teach us all this kind of crazy stuff. Oh, okay, so it's called, it looks like testy fly. And I'm gonna open that up just to make sure I get the pronunciation right. Looks like I don't even know what the fuck that says. Tsetse? Tsetse fly? Tsetse? So they're transmitted through, it's not like they have, like, I don't believe they, like, what pretty much what it's saying is it's not like a carried thing on the oh no, it is carried, but it's not like a venom. Like when I think of when I think of something trying to bite you and inject you, I think of a snake, I think of a scorpion with the tail, I think of a Komodo dragon. Well, not even Komodo dragon, because that's just like saliva that's poisonous. So this is what it would kind of be like. It's just born with it. So African sleeping sickness, or simply sequin sickness, is an insect-borne parasitic infection of humans or animals. Yep, most common in rural areas. So fevers, headaches, itchiness, joint pains beginning 1 to 3 weeks after the bite. Weeks to a month later, the second stage begins with just confusion, poor coordination, numbness, trouble sleeping. Diagnosis is by finding the parasite in a blood smear or in fluid of a lymph node or a lumbar puncture. Oof. Are needed to tell the difference. Where's the sleeping part coming to play? Without treatment, sleeping sickness typically results in death. So either way, I had a bunch of unsubstantiated fears of this little bug, but I just knew I didn't want it near me. I mean, you just don't, obviously, but it's just crazy when you think about it. This earth, we think we're so strong. And we think we're so alpha, but the smallest little thing in the world could fuck us up. And I feel like we don't think about that often enough, like how small we really are in the universe, in this galaxy, on this planet. You know, there's this Earth has lived through so much impacts. It's lived through, previous animals. It's lived through meteor strikes. It's lived through solar flares, and it keeps going. I believe it's designed to keep going. It's automated to adjust and fluctuate for survival, but it doesn't mean the life on it is. And I think as soon as man starts thinking it's bigger than nature itself, that's when shit keeps happening in the negative light that we're having right now. You know, like plastic's a fucking issue. And it's just like, how are we gonna do all this killing and all this polluting, and then all these animals are dying? We're like, well, they're just animals, you know, like no big deal. Like there'll be more, which I agree with to some respect when it comes to conservation of animals, like when you have to take out certain ones to make sure that they can live properly. But just polluting their environment, cutting down their trees and all their grass and all their stuff for profit. Like, I just don't understand how money is more important than life to a lot of people. And I'm not trying to make this racist, but I'm just saying a lot of it is from white people, only because in America especially, the only color at that level to make those decisions is Caucasian. So when you really, it's white men usually at that level. And I'm not saying it's white people don't care, because the Chinese are way worse when it comes to nature and dogs and animals than I believe white people as a whole across the world are. But what I'm saying is, in America, when it comes down to the executive positions, the CEOs, and everything that are appeasing to the stockholders, most races other than white people haven't had the chance to accrue enough wealth or accrue enough position to help be a part of those decisions. So, I mean, I'm not pointing the finger. I'm speaking facts. Like when it comes to black culture and black people having an idea of what's cool and what's going on in the hood or what's going on, what you should be buying, it's black people's fault. Because at the end of the day, they can choose to say, no, I'm not endorsing this brand. I'm not endorsing this lifestyle label. If you don't like the way I write my music or how I put out my music or what I say to my listeners, what ears I infect, then you can go fuck off. I'm going to go independent and I'm going to record on Thule, or I'm going to just go on my own, make my own label and say, fuck all your money. But no, they take their money. They sign the contracts and then they fill the ears of their people with sickness. You know, like, and not all rappers are like that. But if you're promoting gang violence, if you're promoting fucking some other dude's girl, if you're promoting fucking some other girl's man, if you're promoting shooting your ops and all that kind of stuff, you're the fucking problem. Not white people. White people did not tell you to teach the young people that are coming up that blasting someone's cool. White people ain't got nothing to do with Chicago. Yeah, they might have disenfranchised that area. They might have made it worse to live, but they didn't tell you to pick up guns and start killing each other over crumbs. You could easily drive to a Chicago suburb and start lighting that shit up. You can go straight to Lightfoot's house and light that shit up. But y'all want to kill each other. It's fucking stupid. And that's just something that's carried by Black culture. And that's, I mean, we just have to be honest about it though. And we're not. And it pisses me off. Black people want to blame white people for everything and give them all the power they don't have. No, there are certain specific things we blame white people for. Mayo consumption, you disgusting fucks. Psych, I eat mayo. Not on grilled cheese anymore because I had one and it's not great. Use butter. I don't give a fuck what nobody says. Hashtag butter over mayo. I'm gonna tweet that after this podcast. Actually, I'm gonna do it during this podcast so you guys can see. But when it comes to, I mean, fuck, you know what's not racial? Ford. You know how many black people love Ford because they're from that area where they built Fords? Or they're in areas, they were growing up in areas, maybe in the South where Ford, it's not, those things aren't a white or black thing. Four-wheeling is not a white or black thing. Swimming in a swimming hole is not a white or a black thing. White people have made it their brand, like black people have made shooting each other diamonds and cars with big rims their brand. There's the fucking difference. You guys lost out on that shit. They got the George Foreman grill and we went with the goddamn Chia Pet. You know, right? Look at Meek Mill. Shout out Meek. Championship. You know what I'm saying? Like, bruh. Meek out here getting arrested for riding bikes, doing wheelies, and not giving a fuck. In a cool way. To me, that's cool as fuck. Yeah, fuck yeah. Run from the cops saying you can't ride a dirt bike. Fuck them. Don't run from the cops when you got pulled over for smelling like weed or barreling weed out your window. Or blasting your music on an intersection, or doing a burnout, or having too many people in the car, and then run from the cops, and then the cops have to do something. No, you drew attention to yourself. Now, I'm not saying, okay, do white people ride down the road with a truck full of people, and then a truck bed full of people going to the river? Yes, but that is the proper use of the vehicle. If you have a fucking 04 Impala on rims, blasting music with five people in it, all just kind of mean mug and look a little dangerous. I mean, what do you want them? That's their whole, it's not profiling if it's accurate. If it's me and I see five young men blaring music, windows down, cooling. Maybe a little smoke coming from it. I'm like, oh shit. If I look at them the wrong way, it's about to be a gunfight. You know, if I don't, you know what I'm saying, I'll acknowledge them the right way, it might be a gunfight. Because that's just how people are. The black community gets respect from killing each other or having a name in the streets. The white people, they just fuck around with everybody. Like, honestly, I really can't. Regular white people aren't as racist as regular black people. Now, here's the thing. White people with control are more heavily racist than the amount of black people with control. Now, let me say that again. White people with control, with authority over normal people, regular citizens, are more racist by far than black people of the same stature. Regular white people, fun-loving white people, Chad at the barbecue white people, you know, Barry at the bar, buy everybody drinks, want to dance and sing karaoke, no problem what color you are. We got to get over this shit. The people in the same economic levels down here where we all are aren't worried about what color you are for the most part. As long as you're a respectable person, you know, you're not coming at anyone sideways, you just want to do, you know, live your life, you want to get by. But it's just like, why do people want to be gang members? I knew a lot of gang members, and I know nothing of them now, and that's a problem. I know people that were really doing time. I was once at my uncle's house and we were fucking around playing in the backyard, me and my brother. His house got raided. They took everything red. I'm talking about cups, clothes, towels, cushions, anything red. He was a real pyru. You couldn't, back in the day where you couldn't fuck around, it was the police were getting funding from the federal government to come take out motherfuckers. Anyone heard of Project Red Sky or Operation Red Sky? Google it. I'm talking real situations. Like these little people carrying handguns and dude, look, I was at my grandma's house, kid, and right down the road from us there was a story later on the news. I don't know if we were there or at my mom's house, but there was this, his mom opened up the bag, the trash bag, the two trash bags on the porch, and it was her son from fucking with the Mexican cartel, the Mexican gangs down there. One person in two different bags, and that was just it in the 90s, you know, that the early 2000s. You know, most gangs and most stuff like that are now commercialized. They want to, did you know that the cartel has money invested in avocados? They stopped dealing a bunch, drugs were getting intercepted way too much on the water and through the border. And actually during the Obama administration, when they started actually creating the cages and putting children in the cages, is when the drug trade took a real hard hit. Y'all might not remember your coke droughts, but what years did you have a problem getting cocaine? I don't know if you were doing cocaine yet, but it wasn't when Trump was in office. That being said, so they started investing in farms of highly bought American fruits and vegetables. The number one vegetable coming from there, or I don't know if it's a fruit since there's a seed on the inside, either way, it was avocado. So they started buying all the avocado farms, even by force if they had to. So every time you're eating avocado toast, if it's not coming straight from California, if it's hecho en Mexico, so it's a cartel avocado. So what I'm saying is this whole section of what this whole beginning was about accountability and where to place it. The first time or every time something happens, the first thing you should try to blame is yourself. Every time. That makes you just a better person in general. You get a flat tire, that's on you. You know, something happens, you're short on your check, maybe it was my fault, maybe I didn't clock in or out. You know, just try to blame yourself first, right? So then when it's not on you, your brain treats it differently. It doesn't transfer the anger the same way. You know, I'm just talking about living a better life in general. And I feel like Dying Breed Discussions has been super negative a lot, you know, talking about government overreach and corruption and stuff like that. And I haven't spent enough time talking about the little things I do through life to get by. I mean, a lot of the times I really don't feel human. Mentally, I don't believe I am human. So I usually have to refer to people as animals or less than human, because I don't want to say I'm some god or I have some kind of divine knowledge, because it would be pompous. But at the same time, there's no fucking way I'm going to put myself in the same spectrum as some of these people out here. So it's just like, so where do I land? So if I'm human, then those are animal-minded people. And I feel like that's the best way to look at it, because there are intellectuals everywhere and everyone is probably good at something somewhere, but that doesn't mean it's always something good. There's people that are good at thieving, that are good at lying, manipulating, using people. And a lot of you have probably experienced that, especially living on the west side of Washington or just in any anywhere where you're listening. There's always those people who do nothing for themselves besides try to use other people to their advantage. And it's disgusting. So, that being said, if you can blame yourself first in every situation, take your accountability from whatever happened to you, take it, eat it, learn from it, boom. And then when there's still some blame, then you can start assigning blame properly. You gotta leave emotion out of a lot of shit. Like, that's what I had to learn. Even losing my son to his mother in the situation we're in. I had to realize me doing what I was doing to get my son was going to hurt him in the long run more than me being absent until I could figure out the proper way to do it. You know, me trusting the law to do it was, it was not happening at that time. Now that everything's dismissed and the case was dropped and all the bullshit that was talked about me and said about me was dropped, I have to go back and play. But I'm going to pay a good lawyer just one time, because I'm not going back and forth. I'm not doing all this shit. I'm going to lay in wait. You know, I pray about it nightly. Trust me, I have pictures of my son as a baby because those are the only pictures I can get. And, you know, when the time's right, I'm going to go get my kid. And that's just it. But the thing is, you have to be strong enough mentally to wait and to let people fuck themselves over. You know, a lot of people thought I was finished in 2018. You know, they thought I was crazy in 2018. They thought I was doing all this stuff because it was all, they were all hearing it from everyone but me. They didn't have access to me, or they couldn't get access to me. So they would listen to my brother. They would listen to Chad. They would listen to anyone who thought they knew what was going on. And then now come find out, like, look at their lives. Like, what, I mean, I'm not trying to talk down about anyone, but I mean, just look at the achievements. I'm on the top of a mountain with minimal resources, and I'm designing and creating some of the most technologically advanced weapons that have seen the light of day, and they're designed for a specific user. You know, I mean, there's a niche to everything I'm doing, and I don't even plan on doing this forever. This is just to get my mind clear of my conscious of giving back to the armed forces, giving back to operators in the field, giving back to people who don't technically exist, to agencies that don't technically exist. I mean, there's once you actually do your research about how the military industrial complex works, life changes. There's money out there, though. There's money out there. So, and I'll leave it at that. I mean, I got a product dropping July 4th, a brand new product. Most operators are familiar with the pistol. It's just another 1911, but version 3 from Prophecy Dynamics. You can 3D print the frame. Now it's 3D printable with pretty much any PLA plus, PETG. You can use carbon fiber PLA, carbon fiber nylon. I always recommend carbon fiber PLA or PLA plus. And I designed it specifically to hold up in damn near any condition. I'm going to use carbon fiber PLA when I do the prototypes and when I do the weapons testing, when I freeze them and then shoot them, when I put them out in heat and then shoot them and all that stuff. It's going to be in the carbon fiber body. But I'll most likely buy a roll of PLA Plus from Overture and print the frames the same way. You know, mounting the flashlight on it, or freezing it, mounting the flashlight on it, see if it'll still fit. You know, being hot, mounting the flashlight, see if it'll still fit. You know, all that kind of product testing will be going on in this new redesign. So I'm gonna use you know, my recording software to do it just like how we do this, but instead of like having a web page up, I'll have Fusion 360 up with all my designs, and then we'll go through the 1911 first. I'll show you the new rails for the 1911, and I'll show you the new rail for the 2011, and I'll show you the available frames that I'm going to post onto my Odyssey page. So it's going to be able to shoot. I'm guaranteeing that it should be that. No, I'm guaranteeing it'll shoot 1911 or your standard 1911 round, which is a 45 ACP. I'm hoping that this design is going to be sturdy enough to shoot 10 millimeter, because 10 millimeter is cracking steel right now. But the thing is, with carbon fiber nylon, the material is super rigid and super strong, but it has enough flex that you should have no problem. It'll absorb more of the energy throughout the entire firearm than the stress points that you would normally get on the frame. So look out for that January 4th, or January, July 4th, Freedom Day. I'll probably do it about noon. Maybe, no, I don't know. I'll pick a time. I'll let you guys know. So, let's see. What else is going on, guys? That building that collapsed in Florida, fuck, man. I feel so bad for those people, because those are all innocent people at the end of the day. at the end of the day, those are all innocent people in there. They had no idea what was going on with that building or how bad it was. And God rest the dead. And anyone still trapped in there, clinging for their life, that might still be alive, I hope you make it out. And I mean that sincerely. I don't mind when things go bad in the world. I hate when innocent people are affected by it. And the way it collapsed to me, I mean, I watch videos of it. I've watched a few videos of it. It doesn't sit right with me. It doesn't seem right in my mind for what I understand about building engineering and what the material of the building. I'll leave it at that. But I'm just saying, I'm not saying it's a terrorist attack. Could it be insurance fraud? Could it be maybe someone had an issue with someone in the building, like maybe someone high up? You know, you just never know. Or the building owner, maybe he did something messed up. Or maybe, you know, maybe he was at fault. You know, I don't know, and I'm not trying to speculate, but what I am saying is there's innocence lost. There's innocent lives that were lost. And it's heartbreaking that we go through that, you know, and it's usually preventable. A lot of the things that happen are usually preventable. So let's go back. They got your boy Trump wrapped up. Tax law experts see strong case against Trump org CFO. And you know, if they're at the CFO, they're going to definitely, they're going to get him too. Man, pay your taxes, guys. Seven-year-old daughter of a Miami firefighter is among the Surfside, Florida building collapse victims. Crazy. Dude called there looking for his own daughter, bro. Shit's heartbreaking. Looters moved into Afghanistan's Bagram airfield hours after U.S. troops left. They about to get some shit. Or hopefully they blew it all up or packed it up. Emergency landing happened in the waters near Honolulu with the 737 cargo jet. Oh, damn, that's a lot of cargo probably missing. Let's see what's going on. So the Johnson & Johnson one-dose vaccine works well against Delta variant. Wasn't that just like getting pulled off the shelf and shit? Yeah, let's see, what's for me? Damn, Trump organization is charged with running 15-year employee tax scheme. You know the government don't play about their damn taxes now. Oh yeah, this house is awesome too. Elon Musk is the second richest man in the world. Told Twitter he lives in a rented home that costs $50,000. And I've seen them. It's like the unfoldable house. Like you can, I wanted to put a couple in the backyard. Airbnb that shit. Or hunting cabins or something. Where is the... Let's see if I can find the house manufacturer. There we go. Boxable. I watched a YouTube video on these guys. So, look, comes in a little trailer just like that. And I wonder if there's some pictures. Gallery. So, it's insane. You can stack them on top of each other. Let me see. I don't think I'm going to get any audio, but... Oh, on Instagram. Okay. About to follow these guys. Yeah, this shit is wild. These are dope. And like, honestly, it makes owning a home affordable. You can own a home now. There's a chance, you know what I mean? Like, with things as expensive as it is, and there's things all fucked up in the world when it comes to housing and finances, it's actually use. Hey, Meek Mill follows him. Shout out Meek motherfucking Mill, bro. That's hella smart. I'm telling you, this is the way to go. Buy a piece of land, put a bunch of these motherfuckers on it, and make your own apartment complex damn near. Yeah, I mean, think about this. You stack one on top of the other, one on top of the other, and put them next to each other. That's four units for $200,000. You know what I'm saying? So then you can rent them out at however much you need to or you want to. Make everything solar. You know, then you can charge them utility. Maybe have your own well. Build your own well, so they're only paying for that. Do septic. I'm telling you, you can spend 500 grand or maybe even less than $1 million. And make your own property. There you go. But yeah, I think that's awesome. I want to do that. I would do that. Like, if I could build, like, in the back, I want to kind of build. I want something concrete for sure. Thick concrete. And I wouldn't mind, like, excavating, say, 12 to 15 feet down, building my whole shop and everything on the bottom, and just digging like a driveway up out of the ground, you know, where you can I've seen plenty of driveways where you can actually, they unfold the doors and then you drive out of them, so then it's just all underground, and then putting one of those right on top. I would do that because I don't need huge living space. I don't want a huge living space. I mean, someone's got to clean it and maintenance it and all that stuff, and that's just not on my agenda. That's crazy though. Definitely gonna check that out. What's going on in the world? Let's see what's going on in the world real quick. Damn, Ethiopian prisoners captured. Marched through Tigray to prison. Damn, you gotta walk to prison. Oh, I was just talking about these wildfires in Western Canada. Record heat sparked fire-breathing dragon of clouds over Western Canada. That's what's blocking the sun right now where I'm at. Because I'm only like 5 to 6 miles. Let's call it 10 to be sure. I'm about 10 miles or so from the Canadian border as the crow flies. I guess the border's supposed to be opening up. Okay, oh, there's really ever no local news for your boy. What did I see? There's something going on in... What? Jeff Bezos steps down as CEO on Monday. What the fuck? Ooh, he's got something going on with that space shit. I think it has something to do with... Damn, and Richard Branson's beaten into space. That's cold. They about to go to war. I love when rich white people go to war. This shit about to be fun. Space war is about to be lit. I didn't get stepped down as CEO and everything, but this guy is going. I love it. We're the best time ever. Regardless of all the bullshit going on, it's still the best time ever. You can ignore most of the bullshit. Some bullshit's right at your door, you can't ignore that, but that you just leave to God. But the shit you can't ignore, you ignore that shit, and then you get working on something else. Like, it's not on here, but the new Hummer, the electric Hummer, is going to be an SUV format and a truck format, kicking Tesla's ass. So, shout out GM for doing quick work. Let's see. You actually might be grilling your burgers and steaks wrong. Fuck you. We grill how we want. It's America. Let's see. Let's find something to end on. What's worth ending on? Give me something. Oh, tech, of course. No one gives a fuck about iOS, anything. Android, Windows gang till I die. Y'all say what you want. But I'm not get falling for that bullshit. I wish there was, what is some cool news out there? When you guys hear this, like and comment, maybe some topics you guys want to hear about, or something you read that you want to hear about. Oh, you know what we are going to look about? Look for is those there's supposed to be a fourth stimulus check. But they're signing a petition for stimulus checks of $2,000 every month. I mean, that can change some lives for a lot of people. I mean, I'd rather my business pick up and be selling my ideas or my weapons to bigger companies to make my money. But at the same time, these people, I mean, there's people who really need this kind of stimulus, because there's places where, like, once you lose a specific job and that those businesses shut down, they're not coming back. So where the fuck are, you know, there's not everyone can go work at a McDonald's or work at whatever just to get by, you know, and all the trade jobs are pretty much going to be full at this point with everyone leaving their other jobs or whatever to go to them. So I don't know where a lot of people are going to get income from. And at the end of the day, like, does it really fucking matter? Like, we're not trying to leave people hanging. Like, are we, like, really? Is that what we want? We want a country that's full of, like, people that are down and, like, losing just so that we're up? Like, that mentality, that shit don't make sense to me. I want everybody to win. I want everybody to follow their dreams and start their own business, or not be running on the hamster wheel, or be able to have their kids grow up and not have to worry about paying for sports and stuff like that. Just having a decent childhood. And there's people out here that really want people to suffer. And it's fucking disgusting. It's weird. It's weird to me that, anyone's getting the stimulus check, this blah, blah, blah. Like, okay, good. You have a great job. You work hard. Amazing. Like, good for you. But there's people who didn't put themselves in position. Now there are some who did. And don't get me wrong, those people are annoying, but it ain't worth everyone suffering for those annoying people, because they're going to fuck it off anyway. You know what I mean? They're gonna buy whatever and blow it, whatever, and they're going to be broke. No matter, broke people going to stay broke. Broke-minded people are always going to be broke. You know, so this is just a good sign of saying, hey, they're going to help people out, get them out of a bad way, and hopefully they can do better for themselves. So with that, it's been another Dying Breed discussion. Guys, thank you so much for listening. I appreciate it. Please like and subscribe. You can find this podcast on Spotify, Apple, Google, wherever you get your podcast, you'll find it. I'm putting these up on YouTube. So any of the stuff where I'm actually going through some web pages or whatever, you can follow along with me. I don't even know my YouTube channel tag. I don't think they gave me one yet because I'm not even that important. But I think you can look up Lewis Anderson on YouTube and you'll find it there. The next episode, I'll have that down pack. But also, please follow Prophecy Dynamics on Instagram and Facebook. Try to keep updated, or on Twitter, it's Lewis B. Anderson. Other than that, y'all, beat the heat and call your mom.